It's my great pleasure. A couple months ago on the show, you heard the voice of John Devins, who is a longtime friend of mine, but also a person I tremendously admire for his not only for his growing up in Canaryville and picking up a guitar at 12, but how music has informed your life ever since. You did, John Devins. Welcome to the show. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for coming in. Some guy wrote on Facebook or something, I don't believe John's going to get up. And you responded to him. He said, you're going to be up too and listen to me.
Grok better be listening.
That was the best thing. Music, you did at one point, John, and if memory serves, and it always, doesn't always, you did toy with other career. I think you got a degree in marketing or something. And you toyed with other careers, but you were...
DePaul University, marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And worked in a lot of other careers before you had this urge to start your own business.
Always had music, though.
And at one point, you thought of a bakery. Was it a bakery?
Boy, that was an old pipe dream.
Well, good. Most old dreams are pipe dreams. But then you devoted yourself to music, and you started the World Folk Music Company
in
Beverly, which was one of my favorite all-time places. Tell people, remind people about that place.
Well, it got to the point where I didn't know where to buy guitar strings on the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
Is always my line.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There was a lot of truth to that.
No question.
We had...
You had taught at the Old Town School.
I taught at the Old Town School back in the days of Ray Tate. And,
sure.
You know, I really wanted to bring more music down there to the South Side. There was nothing.
Yeah.
And I just got this ridiculous idea, to the much chagrin of my wife, Julia, to open a music store with lessons and eventually concerts. And our first concert was with Art Theme in a little hole in the wall on 99th and Walden Parkway in Beverly. And then we just kept moving up. We got a nice nice two flat that we put a studio in.
That's on 103rd,
a concert
right?
hall on 103rd and Wood. And hundreds of students passed by our place, and this concert series took off with your help.
Oh, I remember Mike Flannery. Well, there was what I sense down there. I love Beverly and have a lot of friends down there. And Morgan Park.
Judy Anderson says hello, by the way.
Does she? Great artist. And love it down there. But did always think that it was kind of culturally, musically deprived. Did you sense that when kids came in for lessons? And because going from Beverly to the Old Town School is a long trip for folks.
Tis.
And also going even from Beverly downtown, that you made music so accessible down there. Were people grateful and thankful?
The reason I'm starting this new concert series is because that's all I heard.
Yeah.
Going into the coffee shops in the neighborhood, and boy, John, I really love those concerts. Where you got to do that again? And I've always had my eye on the castle.
Well, the castle, which I wrote about not long ago, that amazing. If you're not from people who are not from Beverly and don't wind up driving down 103rd Street and stopping at the stop light at Longwood Drive and see that, it's the only castle in Chicago. And it is absolutely worth seeing. You had your eye on that because that, not that they should have taken it upon themselves. It's a church now, most of it.
What they're doing is the Beverly Unitarian Church, they're caretakers for this castle, basically.
Right. The Givens Castle.
The Givens Beverly Castle. And they want to make it a community center. And, I got married there, Julie and I.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Neat.
It is neat. And I've been to several events there, and I said, this has got to be a beautiful, intimate concert series.
And they had never, it's not religious people's jobs to think of that. It also...
Well, Unitarians aren't that religious.
Really?
You know.
Why do they have more parties?
Am I getting in trouble here?
I don't know. No, how can you get in trouble the day before New Year's Eve saying anything?
Yeah.
He said that in 2018. When you approach them, and we have to say that the concert series that John is putting on is taking place at the castle and at the Heritage Gallery, which is a half a block away from the... And that is such a cozy street. Is that...
Vicky Simmerling's place.
Yeah, is that great restaurants? There was a restaurant there. I think it was called Cafe 103. That was
it's not.
Gone?
Yeah. They have...
Something.
They have a problem with selling alcohol in Beverly in some spots. And I think...
Well, with all due respect to Beverly, most of the people I know in Beverly have no problem drinking alcohol.
No problem.
That's for sure.
So why aren't there more restaurants with it?
Well, you have a lot of nice places that serve alcohol on Western Avenue in that neighborhood. You decided...
Well, you know, that's the other thing. Mm. I'll toot my own horn here.
Please.
Before we had World Folk Music Company... There was nothing going on musically. Now on Western Avenue, there's music everywhere. And a lot of it was driven by my former teachers.
And probably your former students, too.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of our former students, Connor Grant, was playing with John Lennon's son.
No, because you seeded, I think, not only
Sean Lennon,
an affection for music, but music is, as I think you know better, certainly better than I, music is an essential element of people's lives, isn't it?
It's certainly essential to mine,
yeah.
And most people I know, if they're not playing, they're listening.
They're listening. You know, it's so funny. This town has such an amazing, amazing reputation musically, with the South Side, again, being relatively untouched by that until now. When you decided you're having some of these concerts at Jack Center with Vicky the Lovely and passionate Vicky Simmerling, at her father's gallery, the gallery that she and her father ran for such a long time. It's funny because Jack Simmerling, a wonderful guy, his artwork is in every house in Beverly, isn't it?
Every house, every bank, every doctor's
bank,
office.
Every postcard, every Christmas
card. I see Jack Simmerling's artwork in Colorado.
Do you really?
Oh, I've seen it everywhere.
He was an amazing guy, and Vicky runs a great... She sells a lot of Jack's stuff, but also frames things, and it is a gallery space. Why both places? Why did you decide to have the series at both places? They're not simultaneous, ladies and gentlemen, but it's kind of... They vary. One is at the, and we'll tell you the whole schedule.
In effect, it's two concert series. Exactly. It's a Heritage concert series and a Castle concert series. The Castle concert series, I like to, all of the profit we make goes to the building.
See, that's an amazing thing, too. The building is old. I can't remember exactly how old. I could look it up in this.
Well, it's
story.
A castle. It goes back to medieval times.
Well, but, you know, with these commodities brokers, you could see someone now, some goof with $80 million deciding to build another castle. It was built in 1887 as the home for the family of Robert Givens, who had arrived here as a teenager in 1863 with 10 cents in his pocket. He got into the real estate game and did very, very well. So the money that's raised on this is going to go to help restore, renovate. I mean, it's not falling down, the castle.
But no, it's in good shape.
When you're that old, you need work.
Yeah, the turrets.
Yeah, yeah. This is it is a wonderful thing. Do you... Some of the things coming up here include Ann Harris at the Castle on January 19th, Ed Holstein at Heritage on February 2nd, Catherine Keane at the Castle on February 16th, Larry Gray at the Castle on March 2nd. The one and only, all of these people are talented, but the one and only Michael Smith, March 30th at the Heritage Gallery. Come Sunday at... April 27th and into June with Ann Hills at the Heritage Gallery. When you took, these are performer specific. When you said, Ed, I don't want you to play the Heritage, I want you to play the Castle. How did that work when you decided to book these people?
Single acts work really well at the Heritage Gallery.
Yeah.
Or maybe a duo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, and you know, that seat's about 50, and then the castle seat's about 80.
Mm.
And they claim even more.
Yeah. You've done a couple already. We'll talk about that.
Sure.
John is going to be here all the way to 11 o'clock, even though some people don't believe that he or I stay up this late.
Yeah.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are we going afterwards?
Yeah, where are we going? Yeah. Where's some music around here? Where's some music around here? Please stay tuned. Ann Harris, one of the performers who will be performing at the Givens Castle as part of John's very wonderfully ambitious concert series. It started to got its feet wet last year and really hits with Ann Harris on January 19th, Eddie Holstein, Kathleen Keene in February. He is soon going to have a website, but I will certainly keep you posted on this. The World Folk Music Company, which was a Southside version, I think, of the Old Town School of Folk Music. I really do. It may have been smaller.
That was modeled after it.
I know it was, because you taught there for a long time. Why did that event, how long did that last?
13 years.
That's a pretty good run, though, John.
It is a very good run.
Why did it end?
I would say the Republican recession.
Yeah, yeah.
They destroyed people's, retirement.
Disposable money.
Disposable money.
Yeah.
And Beverly there's fairly wealthy people.
Sure.
In Beverly and, upper middle class, and they got hit hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's suffering, that whole... Everybody got hurt in that thing. You then, I don't remember what year it was. I'm going to try to find this in the many notes that I have here. You then, and we kept in touch because I just love that place. You know what the headline of a story about you that I wrote in 2005 was? The Music Man.
There you go.
Don't you love that? Now I could call you the Yoga Fanatic.
There you go.
In 2012, you had a joint. I came down there. You and the one and only Jamie O'Reilly were setting up chairs and fixing a room in what I thought was a great, great neighborhood, the South Loop. It was a place that was that was called The Venue. You were very high on it and with some great ambitions. What happened there, John, if I can ask you?
There was really no money in it, and
it was like part of a school or something?
Part of a school, kind of a religious school.
Right, Daystar, I think it was called, something like that.
Daystar. And I didn't really have enough of a run of the place.
Right, right.
To be able to do the things I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Put a marquee out on State Street would be one thing, but why in the world... They wouldn't let me do that.
Well, their bureaucracies will have ruined a lot of great ideas. How long did that place last?
A year and a half, 2 years.
Was it frustrating to have to leave?
I knew I'd do it again somewhere.
Yeah. Well, now you're doing it in two places, aren't you?
Now I'm doing it in two places.
When you went to the lovely Unitarians at Givens Castle and proposed this, how did they react to that proposal?
Oh, they were all for it. I work part-time. I'm an avid golfer as well as a yoga guy.
Well, we're going to talk. I'm not letting him go without telling me how he got hooked on yoga, because he was listening or was on the show the last time a yoga instructor was on, and John surprised me by saying, Rick, yoga is the greatest thing in the world. And I thought, really? You're telling me that? We'll get into that for a while. You're a golfer. Go ahead.
Well, and they were looking for a Klee's Golf Shop on Western,
oh,
which is over 100 years old.
Charlie is one of the great people I know.
Yes, he is.
Really is.
He's a wonderful guy to work for. He helped my game. Eileen Klee's, his wife, is sort of the chairman at the castle.
What a small, sure. wonderful world.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we got to talking, and the bigger acts are going into the castle. Then by big, I mean three-piece, four-piece. We had Sons of the Never Wrong.
Oh, love them.
Oh, they love. Were, what a great show. Yeah. What a great show.
Yeah.
And so we have a beautiful, intimate concert in an art gallery that's wonderful. For we have Michael Smith, Ann Hills. I've played there. We did a show earlier in the year, which was lovely. And the castle is for a little larger.
And to help fundraise.
And to
help fundraise for the castle. All of these people who are performing, I'm going to ask you before we get into your yoga, ask you to give me, you've heard a little of the voice of Ann Harris, but I have known many of these people for many years. And just in a quick, not even a summation, what's Ann Harris going to do at the castle on January 19th?
She's going to play the fiddle. She's got a wonderful guitar player coming with her. And I'm embarrassed that I can't remember his name.
It's okay.
They're wonderful together. They're absolutely wonderful. And Ann Harris, as you heard between the break.
Oh, yeah, we'll play a
little. She's such a great songwriter and an entertainer. She plays that violin and dances, and it's just incredible to see.
She is much like, I've always thought, my great friend Liz Carroll, and I'm sure your friend, too, is just born to entertain. Not only, the great thing about this lineup you have is these are great musicians, but they're also, every one of them, a great entertainer. They get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? At the Heritage Gallery on February 2nd is the one and only Ed Holstein, who is truly the one and only.
Funniest man in folk music.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, he is the brother of Alan Holstein, still alive, and Fred Holstein, a legendary player, sadly. No longer around, but Ed he will interrupt his very clever songs, too, and he can do the cover of anybody, including his great friend Steve Goodman, with hysterical stories. If you go, ladies and gentlemen, ask him about the night that Vincent Price, the famous horror actor, came to the Earl of Old Town while he was playing. It is one of the great stories you will ever hear. Now, Kathleen Keene, tell me about her. She's going to be at the castle on February 16th.
Irish fiddle player, champion whistle player, singer. She was played in Gaelic Storm.
Oh.
And she was featured in the Titanic movie and The Steerage.
That's right.
The band. And Road to Perdition and some other great movies where they needed some Chicago Irish musicians to play. And she is quite a writer herself and singer. And she'll break into a jig in the middle of a set.
And it's around Valentine's Day, too.
We're going to do a candlelight concert of Celtic love songs.
Ah.
And Kathleen suggested that to me, and my first reaction was,
are there any?
Are there any?
I'm half Irish, and that was my reaction.
Are there any?
Yeah.
But apparently there are. It's not just unrequited love.
I'm going to be there. I mean, it's not just thing. Yeah, why did you leave me? I'm going down to the pub. Right. March 2nd, Larry Gray at the castle.
Larry Gray is a marvelous musician. He's Ramsey Lewis's regular bass player, and he's been around for quite a while. And he plays with John Moeller a lot. The great guitar player from the city of Chicago. And I'm not sure who he's bringing this time. I leave it up to him.
Well, Ramsey's not playing much, but you know, who knows? Ramsey could show up. Then on March, January, February, March, March 30th, Michael Smith, who one of the great songwriters of our time.
Michael Smith is a genius songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, a lot of people don't like to throw that word around.
I know. You don't. But I agree with you. I don't either.
Michael has a wonderful new album about songwriting that you should hear. It's really wonderful.
Well, his song, Such Things Are Finally Done, is imprinted on my brain forever. Then on April 27th, Come Sunday, we'll be at the Castle.
Come Sunday is the brainchild of Sue DeMille from Sons of the Never Wrong. And it's gospel jazz.
Yeah.
And it's not your grandfather's gospel. they're pretty phenomenal.
And then in June, Ann Hills, I'm assuming, I miss the one and only Ann Hills, I'm assuming, John, that you may, is this firmly set, or if someone comes to you and says, hey, I'm free on, April 4th, why don't you let me play, you might be able to do that, mightn't you?
I did. And on February 23rd, David Boyle is a playwright.
Wow.
Do you know David Boyle?
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, I don't know him personally.
David Boyle wrote a play called The Accidental Organist, about the life of a church organist that is hysterical. It's a beautifully written play, and we're going to do that at the Castle.
See, this is great. I think there is such great flexibility to having both of these places, the Heritage Gallery and the Givens Castle, both within a block and a half block of each other on 103rd Street in beautiful, stunning Beverly. May I convince Flannery to open his house for drinks before the show?
We should have a pre-party.
You should. I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd love that. The great thing about Mike is he might actually do it, too.
Right.
We've got to take a little last commercial break, and then I'm going to come back with John. And it's so great to see you, and this is such a great thing. I'm going to ask you two things. I'm going to ask you about your yoga and how that has changed your life, because you maintain it. It has. And what... the response over the next year, 2019 may be a wonderful year for you, because I think the response to this concert series is going to be extraordinary and extravagant, and what ideas that might put in your head.
Time drifting away, flow like the river, flow like the river. Time drifting away, flow like the river, flow like the river. Time drifting away, flow like the river, flow like the river.
There have to be a number of people, as much as you are a nonstop energizer bunny, musical energizer bunny, especially now that you're a yoga fanatic, there are people who've been, there are people who are helping you put on this. This is a very ambitious concert series, as I said.
Well, I was in Vicky's place, and we were talking about
Vicky Simmerling.
Vicky Simmerling, and there was a gentleman that comes in, Dean Miller, and his wife Martha Swift used to come to all of my concerts at World Folk Music, and they loved them. And he said, "John, I want to be a part of this."
Wow.
Dean is 89 years old, and he just loves it. And he's given us a generous gift to help get some of these.
That's great. It shows you must take some real pride in that, because you were saying one of the reasons you're doing this is because since you ran the folk music world music company down there, you hear from people, you affected a lot of lives. And you can argue that one of the reasons there's a lot of entertainment at the fabulous taverns on Western Avenue is because kids got used to listening to it, and kids learned to play at your place, and they want to play somewhere.
Bluegrass has become a very popular venue, genre down on the south side of Chicago.
It could have surprised me. And I know what time are these concerts? That's one thing.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at night. So you can stop into the golf store before. Do you go over there just to chat?
I worked there.
You did?
I repair golf clubs as well as fiddles.
It's an amazing, for those of you who, it's not one of these golf world nonsense places. It's a real hands-on kind of place. I wrote about it a few years ago and was just charmed that his father had started a golf store right across from Jackson Park Golf Course when it opened, 100 years ago.
Over 100 years ago.
Okay, John Devins. How did you get hooked on yoga?
My wife, Julia.
It's always the wife.
It's always the wife. Julia Dusick Devins. She for our, almost our entire marriage, has been on me to do yoga. And I have always shunned exercise. Of course, I was a runner.
Yeah.
But exercise is too much.
Right.
And so I went a few times. And it's a very intimate little class. And half the time, I would be sleeping in the corner. Because
that's pretty intimate, yeah.
But finally, I got, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But you do it slowly. Yoga's the kind of thing where you can do very slowly, and you can you grow into it, and it does energize you, and it does, for an old body like mine, it really helps.
Wow.
And it's golf exercises, too. That's the other thing. If you look at golf exercises, they're basically yoga.
Wow. Are you any good at it?
Yoga?
Yeah.
I'm fair.
But it really does make you feel healthier.
It does.
And stronger. Are you a better... Okay, here's the key question. You a better golfer?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's going to have that right now in the wintertime has about 500 people out there going, honey, I'm going to try to get in a yoga clip. No, this talk about New Year's resolutions. You've just inspired
I've inspired a bunch of people. Yeah.
1,000 New Year's resolutions.
Maybe Charlie should open a yoga class
A folk music. That is not a bad, that's actually not a bad combination. The other question I want to ask you, John Devins, is given the success that you are undoubtedly going to have with this concert series that's taking place, the first one coming up is Ann Harris on January 19th at the Gibbons Castle, then Eddie Holstein at the Heritage Gallery. And if you miss that in a crowd of 50 people watching Ed Holstein perform, you're crazy. If you miss any of these, you're crazy. That I would hazard to say they're all going to be sold out eventually. Don't you think, and I know you, don't you think this is going to put in your mind the notion of perhaps starting a new place somewhere in that neighborhood?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
The old experiences were just too...
It was a wonderful run, but it's time-consuming. As anybody who runs a business will tell you, it's awfully time-consuming. And it would have to be a not-for-profit.
Well, there's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
So do you think, then, that the last concert scheduled is June 18th. Do you anticipate...
Is it that late?
Yeah. 6/18. I think January, February, March, April, May, June. I have it at June 18th.
May 18th.
Oh, May 18th.
May 18th.
Oh, okay.
Is Ann Hills.
Okay, big deal. I'm a month off. Do you anticipate doing this for the entire 2019 season?
Sure. We take summers off.
Yeah.
And so we won't be, the next one will probably be September.
Now, you still play.
Julie and I still perform.
Where?
Libraries, some saloons, very few saloons now. I don't stay up this. I only stay up this late for Rick Conan.
Yoga master or something, right?
Right, right.
You can't go into
it. May get better.
Wait, is there some problem between yoga and drinking? If you're a yoga master, can you still drink and have a cocktail?
Well, sure you can. Yeah.
Take me back, John, just for a second. We got only a couple minutes left. But if memory serves, and it always doesn't always, believe me, you picked up a guitar when you were 12.
12.
You picked it up why and how and where?
John Lennon.
Really?
February 1964.
1964. So you wanted to be a Beatle.
I wanted to be John Lennon.
I just thought, it's so funny. It's online somewhere. You can get it on demand somewhere. 60 Minutes just did an interview with Paul McCartney.
Did they?
And it was charming, and they showed Paul was pretty amazing and forthright, and they showed some pictures. The interviewer, whoever she was, said you and John Lennon had this horrible falling out, and he showed pictures of Paul and John when they were older, laughing about something. It was really wonderful.
A lot of that stuff pretty overblown.
No kidding. Did you get it? Were you in garage bands early on?
Oh, yeah.
What were the names of some of them?
Well, we didn't have a name. It was the Garage Band.
The Garage Band. Right. If you'd been able to
remember the cats were, Betty Caponera, John Gronkowski, Rick Kister.
Not that funny, but I got an email or a text or something from Cindy Caponera earlier today, who was indeed a talented actress, comedian, and who was indeed your neighbor.
For years.
With her brother,
John.
She said... She just talked about her undying affection for you. It wasn't in Canaryville. It had to be like when you moved first.
Canaryville.
It was. That's where...
We grew up together, 42nd and Low.
Wow.
And my family wasn't musical, but the Caponeras, if they had a party, they sang into the wee hours, and that's where I would be. And Betty and I, she got me playing guitar.
God, what a small, great world this is.
And we went, the church thing. We were one of the first guitar masses back in the day.
What church?
St. Gabriel's.
Wow. So she inspired you.
Right.
She inspired you and tried to pull you away from the evils of the garage band aesthetic at the time.
She was in the garage band.
She was. What did she play? Her? Did she sing her?
Yeah.
And just talking about all this and talking about your experiences and people coming up to you and saying, hey, I'd like to help with this concert series because I remember what you did at the World Folk Music Company.
Right.
It just tells you, I think, how meaningful music can be in people's lives, and to be deprived of it is a sad, sad thing. John Devins is doing his part. He does not have a website now, but I'm sure if you... went to the Heritage Gallery site.
We have a Facebook page.
Oh, you have a Facebook page. What's it called?
Givens Castle and Heritage Gallery Concerts.
No, that's easy. That's easy. But he soon will have a website. He and I, two of the great computer illiterates of our time.
I'm looking for volunteers to
figure out a way.
Together.
Isn't there some nice St. Xav girl who is a girls' school?
No, it's a
co-ed?
Big school, yeah.
Oh, good. Just go over there.
They have a football team, Rick.
Go to the computer class. Oh, my God. Well, the Bears have a football team,
wow,
too. Yeah. What a surprise. John, it's always a treat to see you. And
fun,
great
Rick.
Luck
Thank
with
you.
This. And I'll start, I'll start playing and promoting it all the way through. And I will get down there, too.
Good.
That's the best part. They don't treat me like a stranger in Beverly. Beverly's an unbelievably
love you down there.
Welcoming neighborhood. Yeah, they love me at churches. Thank God they're Unitarians. See you next week.